Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. There is now confirmation from Iranian state media that the U.S. struck three of Iran's nuclear sites. This following President Trump's Saturday night address to the American people.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Calling on Iran to end its terror campaign.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
In an address to his nation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanking President Trump for his decision to strike.
His leadership today has created a pivot of history that can help lead the Middle East and beyond to a future of prosperity and peace.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth set to speak from the Pentagon about the attack at 8 a.m. Eastern. This is ABC News. Columbia University grad student and activist Mahmoud Khalil has been released from an ICE detention facility in Louisiana. It's now in New Jersey. Khalil Saturday in Newark.
Thank you so much for everything.
Not only for today.
It's just for every day, like just your words of support, your messages have kept me going.
Among those greeting Khalil, New York Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mahmoud Khalil was imprisoned for 104 days by this administration, by the Trump administration, with no grounds and for political reasons.
Khalil says he'll continue to protest against Israel and for Gaza. Hot air balloon carrying 22 people crashed in southern coastal Brazil Saturday. The state governor there reporting 8 people were killed. Kroger says it plans to close nearly 60 stores across the country over the next year and a half. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or in the field.
The players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey!
Matter of fact, it's getting cold. I'm not getting younger. Matter of fact, I'm feeling old. And why's it gotta be so hard to be a woman or a girl? And why are all these politicians saying they're gonna run my world? No, no, no. Thank you.
made it back to local music in the After Hours show. That is Max Inc. Radio Saturday and Sunday night. We started this week's show off with two in a row from Blythe Gamble, who just walked away with another MAMA Award, this time for Blues Performer of the Year. Congratulations, Blythe. Find out more information about the MAMA Awards by going to themamas.org. That's themamas.org. This hour's celebration of the local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies is in Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It wouldn't be an after-hours show without a Jimmy's tune. See Jimmy duking it out with Blythe at the award show on our Instagram page just by typing in Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys are live in and out of town tonight in Michigan, but then they're back in town at Tomahawk on 625, Shell Lake on 627, and then tiptoeing across the border into Stillwater on 628. Back in Madison on 629. This is Love Will Find a Way in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We continue the After Hours show with some Dana Perry, who's been very busy with the Mamas this year as the executive director. You can always catch her, too, at Cargo Coffee. When she's not on stage, she'll make sure everything backstage is happening exactly the way it should be. This is The Great Alone Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There is is a song in progress, a little great big sing-along, and everyone knows the words. It's never ending, and I can't really recall where the beginning began. It's old and it's ancient, yet every time we sing it, it's gonna feel brand new. It works in any key, in any tempo you can imagine. All dynamics are infinite. Ooh. Ooh. She showed me that the whole of existence lies right there in the pit of my gut. Showed me that all there is and ever was and ever will be is alive inside of me. It made itself known, then I promptly threw it up and out in every which way. And then I left myself alone right there, crying, shivering, naked, feeling strong, feeling blessed in my true form. Scribbled 12 suicide notes for the world I leave behind. One to my love and one to my best friends, one to my family, and then there were 9 addressed to me. Who would have known that I could write about pain so eloquently, so truthfully? And yet I kick and scream and try to fight whenever evolution comes for me.
Dana Perry Into Work, who is live at the Memorial Terrace next week on 627, or see them at the Long Mile of Music up in Appleton on 731 or 81. You're listening to local music on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Duluth. got a job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high.
Break is is over, and we brought you back with the local Wisconsin sounds of Jordan Story and Electronic. And that was Until the Sound here on Mag Sync Radio in the After Hours. This half hour's local sounds are sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Right there in downtown Sun Prairie, come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's keep the local sounds moving with Isaiah and the New People live in Duluth, right across the border on 74 or in Bayfield on 75. Celebrate the long weekend on both sides of the beaches. This is Did You Run on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come down.
the People Brothers Band on Bax Inc. Radio. If you miss them at Atwood Music Hall, man, that new place is so cool. You can catch them at Summerfest on 7-3. German Art Students now, and they are live on 7-5 in Green Bay at Invasion Fest. This is Bands Playing for Other Bands on Bax Inc. Radio. Going to go to break, but we'll be back with our last hour of tonight's local music show that you can see and hear across Wisconsin, and Kelsey Miles is going to take us to that break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. It's mine to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend. Mine for the making. I cannot change it, no. So I will embrace it, my beautiful mistake.
City's burnt to nothing. We got Trump running down to underground bunkers in the National Guard. He's getting tired and tuckered. It's a third strike there to the neck by the knee. Racist police singing, I can't breathe. Now we're roaring inside singing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. The riots will last. I see no tears. I feel more the pain. I see no empathy. I see no more shame. And the police are breaking windows deep undercover. The umbrella to hide and then blame on another. The system's dangerous. Now we all know for the rest in power. As long as we keep fighting, tearing down the towers of greed and fear and pain. And brick by brick, it'll stop to rain. And we can build again with bricks of understanding. The walls of ignorance down from our demanding. Sin, I can shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we finally hear what he was trying to shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we finally hear what he was trying to shout when the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we finally hear what he was trying to shout. Seeing I can't breathe.
trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. There is now confirmation from Iranian state media that the U.S. struck three of Iran's nuclear sites. This following President Trump's Saturday night address to the American people.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Calling on Iran to end its terror campaign.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
In an address to his nation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanking President Trump for his decision to strike.
His leadership today has created a pivot of history that can help lead the Middle East and beyond to a future of prosperity and peace.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth set to speak from the Pentagon about the attack at 8 a.m. Eastern. This is ABC News. Columbia University.